From WGCU News, I'm Amy Tardiff. Native American skateboarders. That's the subject of a traveling Smithsonian exhibit at the Atatiki Museum on the Big Cypress Seminole Indian Reservation in Hendry County. WGCU's Topher Forges reports the exhibit features Native American skateboarders from around the country and on the reservation.
Quentin Cypress is going through a rundown of tricks at the skate park on the Big Cypress Seminole Indian Reservation.
Well, Ollie is a simple. And Ollie is doing it with your nose.
Ramps and rails pepper the park where Cypress and his cousin, Tyrus Billy, come to skate almost every day. Cypress's board shows some heavy use. He's only had the deck since May, and the image on the bottom of a skater wearing a Sasquatch-like outfit being arrested by a cop is already obstructed by thick scratches and nicks. Reservations in Florida feature skate parks in Brighton, Immokalee, and Hollywood, but the size and use vary.
The Hollywood Reservation has one ramp. Just one ramp. Brighton Reservation has a skate park that is never used because we went out there one day and we tried to skate it, and their ramps, the concrete padding to have on the ground, there's grass and weeds growing up in between the cracks.
Cypress says he and his cousin are among the few who use the park in Big Cypress. An exhibit exploring Native American skateboard culture across the country is being featured at the Atatiki Museum. The exhibit is called Ramp It Up, Skateboard Culture in Native America. Rebecca Fell is the museum's curator of exhibits. She says it traces the history of skateboarding.
So it really is focusing on how different Native American cultures, first of all, were responsible for the creation of skateboarding, the Hawaiian cultures, and then how they've taken it into their culture and how it's important on a lot of different reservations.
Fell says the exhibit looks at the current state of Native American skateboard culture as well. It features skaters from several tribes, including the Cherokee Nation of Oklahoma and the Navajo. And it highlights Native Americans who have started their own skating businesses. The museum also wanted to give the exhibit some local flavor. It turned to artist and skater Wilson Bowers. Bowers grew up on the Big Cypress Reservation and now lives in Tampa. He's using a marker to make graffiti tags on the museum's walls before the panels for the exhibit are installed.
My little paint marker is real handy if you need something on the go.
He stands on a ladder, scribbling phrases such as Seminole style and skate life. Now 28, Bowers got into graffiti about 10 years ago.
Whenever I took a trip to town, like, you know, go get something to eat, go to the movies or whatever, you know, just and then keep it moving.
He's also a skater, and some of his custom-painted skate decks are featured in the exhibit. Bowers' work is a mix of Native American imagery and the type of stuff you'd expect from a skater kid who grew up in the 90s. On one deck, the skull mascot of the punk band The Misfits wears a headdress. Another deck features the image of the second Seminole war hero and leader Osceola in front of a rising sun. Bowers himself embodies this blend. The tattoos on his forearms read Bird Clan, written in a graffiti-like style with a brick wall behind it.
Our tribe's a matriarch, and that's, we take a clan of the mother, and then, like, they just wanted something to represent that right there.
Skater Quentin Cypress says graffiti and skateboarding go hand in hand.
And they're both ways to express someone's emotion. Like, to me, skateboarding and graffiti art are really just two amazing ways to express your artwork.
It's also a form of exercise, and at 19, something that occupies Cypress's time and attention. Skateboarding keeps him distracted from pitfalls his peers might face, such as drugs or alcohol.
I don't think I would have really fallen with what they do, considering who I am, but I know what I'd be doing right now, probably be bored, looking for something to do, probably get into trouble just because it's something to do, and probably be a few pounds heavier.
Skate culture on the reservation is made up of a few devotees who aren't as interested in basketball, the main sport of choice here. Just remember to bring a skateboard to the park.
No scooters?
No scooters, just skaters. Topher Forges, WGCU News.
The exhibit Ramp It Up, Skateboard Culture in Native America runs at the Atatiki Museum in Clewiston through November 23rd.